Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew, casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Naturally, these four disciples, not the first time to see Jesus. They met Jesus before. But this is the first time Jesus calling them, "Come and follow me." It is a real special grace. They put on everything and follow Jesus. Many times, our vocations like this, you may think of anything in the future, but suddenly you got the insight, or you got the light, and you just do it. As for myself, I do not come from a Catholic family. I come from a Buddhist family. Although my father died, but my mother is still a lot of Catholic. So naturally, we are not inclined to know Jesus, to follow Jesus. But Jesus is very good. You know, when I was young, I was living nearby a Protestant school. So from the school song, I got interest in, they sang beautifully. Although we had the opposite street, no? We can hear the songs from the school. I asked my mother, who are they? What are they singing? And this is the first time my mother told me, they believe in Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross. So this is my first knowledge of Jesus. Eventually, I went to the school, which is run by the Baptists. So I learned baptism is important. And eventually, I got baptized in a Catholic church. Just because when my mother was sick and he was in hospital, a Catholic hospital, and the first time we met the sisters and priests, and that's how. So naturally, we are invited. And then I have to learn catechism, and then finally baptized. By vocation to priesthood, I was thanked to many priests on the way. The first one is a priest, a Salesian priest. So he is the first one who asked me, "Do you want to be a priest, become a priest?" So this is the first idea. I never thought of it. I was studying only Form 1 and Form 2. But eventually, we have, as an auto boy, we usually went to visit places with the spiritual director. And that time we went to the Holy Spirit Seminary. And then the first time I met the director, who was the assistant parish priest of St. Teresa's Church, where I was another boy, so he knows me. I don't know why, talking to him, I say, can I join the seminary? I don't know why. And then he said, you have to ask your mother. You know that my father died when I was young. And I understand my mother would keep me to herself. She would never say yes, then I go to the seminary. But strangely, when I asked her, can I join the seminary? She said, if you like, you can. But he's not saying, I'm very happy that you are going. No, not at all. But he, out of his mother's love, he just say, if you're pleased, you go. So by that time, I really, really reluctant. I was thinking to myself, should I go or not? You know, men is like this. When you say no, then I say, I have to go. But when you say yes, then I hesitate a little bit. Thank the Lord. Finally, I went to the seminary. For years, I'm fortunate we have the spiritual director to guide us. Many times I asked my spiritual director, do I have vocation? You know, this is many times as young guides, we don't know what will the future. I think the gospel today is very simple to give an answer. Just live well, listen to gospel, and live well your life on a daily basis. So true. Eventually, I managed to be ordained priest. Ultimately, I cannot say this is my merit at all. It's God is guiding me. Jesus Christ is accompanying me. Although I don't see him, but he is there. So I invite all of you just to be close to Jesus. He is with us. He stay with us. Just say to him, we love you. We trust in you.